Good morning. Here's what markets are telling us today. It is a morning dominated by one story, and that story is artificial intelligence. The AI trade has never been louder. Cerebras, the chip startup, popped 68% in its Nasdaq debut, pushing its market cap near $70 billion and setting the stage for a wave of high-profile tech IPOs. The Dow closed above 50,000 for the first time since February. The S&P 500 hit a record close. And yet beneath the headline numbers, the rally is remarkably narrow. Just 13 stocks drove half of the all-world index's return in April. The rest of the market is watching, waiting, and in some cases, worrying. Cerebras is the defining event of the week. The company priced its IPO at $185, but the stock opened at $350, leaving money on the table, a signal of just how hungry institutional investors are for AI exposure. Revenue is up 76% year over year, and the company swung to a profit of $88 million. Deals with OpenAI and Amazon Web Services are on the books, though customer concentration remains a risk. 62% of revenue comes from a single university in the UAE. The venture returns are staggering. Benchmark turned $268 million into $3.26 billion. Eclipse's first fund, just $125 million, now holds over $1 billion of Cerebras stock. This is the sort of signal that attracts more semi-venture, and it comes just as the IPO pipeline fills up with names like SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic, all targeting the second half of 2026. But the AI frenzy is not just about startups. Cisco surged 13% to an all-time high after announcing it would cut 5% of its workforce and reallocate resources to AI. Ford added 20% over two sessions after launching an energy storage subsidiary for data center demand. Morgan Stanley calls it an underappreciated AI play. Even the energy sector, cheap by historical standards, despite Brent crude above $105, is being reevaluated through an AI lens. The S&P 500 energy basket is up just 2% since the Iran war began, trading at 14 times forward earnings with a 36% discount to the index. That gap may not last. Meanwhile, the landscape for interest rates is shifting. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is out today. His successor, Kevin Warsh, was confirmed 54 to 45, the weakest margin for a Fed chair since 1977. Warsh takes over with inflation running hot. CPI is at 3.8% year over year, the fastest since 2023. Producer prices surged 1.4% in a single month. Import prices rose 1.9%. And even though the White House calls it transient, markets are now pricing a near 40% chance of a rate hike by December. The political pressure for lower rates collides with data that keeps pushing yields higher. Warsh's first Federal Open Market Committee meeting is June 16th, and it will be a test of his doctrine. The bond market is speaking in a synchronized voice. The 10-year U.S. yield slipped slightly to 4.459% after rising for 3 days. But in the U.K., the 10-year gilt hit 5.1%, its highest in 18 years. The 30-year gilt touched 5.7%, a level not seen since 1998. The UK is now the most yield-sensitive economy in the G7, and the political crisis there is deepening. Health Secretary Wes Streeting resigned, opening a leadership challenge to Prime Minister Starmer. Andy Burnham, the Manchester mayor, is seeking a parliamentary seat on a platform that includes halving the basic income tax rate and increasing borrowing. Gilt investors are spooked. The trauma of the 2022 trust crisis is still fresh, and the feedback loop is vicious. Yields rise, fiscal space shrinks, political instability rises, yields rise more. That same bond sell-off is global. Japan's 30-year yield hit 4% for the first time ever. Eurozone yields are climbing in sympathy. Turkey scrapped its 2026 inflation target, raising it from 16 to 24% as the lira crisis deepens. And in the currency market, the dollar index rose for a fifth straight day. The pound had its worst week since November 2024. The yen is hovering near 158 to the dollar, with sudden spikes that suggest Japan's Ministry of Finance is firing warning shots, stealth interventions of 0.5% in 2 minutes. Geopolitics, of course, is the other side of the story. The Trump-Xi summit produced no substantive breakthrough on Iran or trade beyond cosmetic pledges on oil and Boeing purchases. Xi warned that Taiwan could cause conflict. Trump said China would buy oil from the US and 200 Boeing jets. Beijing stayed silent. On the Strait of Hormuz, the White House said both leaders agreed it must remain open. Trump had earlier said the US did not need it open. The IEA warns that oil markets will remain severely undersupplied until October, even if the war ends tomorrow. Qatar's liquefied natural gas exports are crippled for years. Repairs to Ras Laffan could take 3 to 5 years. An Indian cargo ship was sunk in the Gulf of Oman. Only a trickle of tankers has exited the Gulf. Vitol is now offering Iraqi crude outside Hormuz. And yet gold has fallen 13% since the war started. Silver crashed 6.4%. The dominant narrative is not fear, it is AI, and the belief that technology can outrun inflation, geopolitics, and physics. That belief is being tested at the consumer level. April retail sales rose 0.5% month over month, in line with expectations. But that is a marked slowdown from March's revised 1.6%. The consumer remains bulletproof, even with gas at $4.53 a gallon. But real wages are now falling, down 0.5% in April. The savings rate is at its lowest since 2022. Bank of America credit card data shows middle and lower income households pulling back on discretionary spending. The economy is slowing, just as the Fed's new chair takes office with inflation accelerating and political pressure for lower rates building. Meanwhile, big tech is borrowing like never before. Alphabet, Amazon, and Meta are collectively issuing debt in euros, Swiss francs, pounds, and yen. $725 billion in planned capital expenditure for 2026. Alphabet sold its first ever yen bond this week. Tech companies are behaving like utilities, issuing century bonds to fund AI infrastructure. Free cash flow is at decade lows. Some deals are now demanding higher yields as the supply overwhelms investors. And then there are the quieter signals. The Roundhill Memory ETF has ballooned to over $9 billion in assets in 6 weeks. Retail flow into AI and semiconductors is extreme. South Korea's KOSPI fell 7% on Friday after touching 8,000, driven by foreign selling of Korean tech that exceeded $2.8 billion. Samsung and SK Hynix make up 42% of the index, and a Samsung labor union strike could begin May 21st. The AI trade is global and concentrated, and when it turns, it will turn fast. The day ahead, and the weeks ahead, will be shaped by the collision of these forces. AI exuberance, rate tension, geopolitical fragility, and a consumer that is running out of cushion. The stories we are following today, Cerebras, Warsh, the UK gilt crisis, and the oil supply crunch, are each, in their own way, a referendum on whether the market's optimism is a bet on the future or a distraction from the present. Thank you for listening. Good luck out there.